Welcome back. It's a Monday, the 6th day of June, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Hall, and I'm going to start off this way today because sometimes, folks, you just run out of superlatives when it comes to words to describe how stupid most of the United States has now become. Idiotic, moronic, yeah, pick an adjective. They don't quite cut it. And at this point, America's Biden moment has lasted for over a year. What's the point of even having a 25th Amendment? But there's so much stupid out there today that the mind boggles, and it's almost difficult to even decide in what order to present these things. But hey, let's give it my best shot. I do have to start with a couple of things to set the stage, however. From the Daily Mail in the UK, North Korea has fired not one, not two, but eight short-range ballistic missiles just one day, says the headline, after the United States ended naval exercises. Ooh, I'm sure that scared them, watching all those people parade their gayness in the Philippine Sea. All of which was meant to upgrade defense amid fears of a nuclear test. U.S. and South Korea, it says, believe this may culminate in a test nuke explosion for the first time since 2017. And this, it says, after eight successive missiles were fired over a 35-minute period from areas in the Sunan region near the capital of Pyongyang. So, says the Associated Press, the U.S. and South Korean militaries launched eight of their own ballistic missiles into the sea on Monday in a show of force, matching the North Korean display. Yeah, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Are you scared yet? And notice, by the way, folks, that Vladimir didn't have to do that. He just escalates the quiet warnings about a nuclear first strike if people keep doing stupid things. Oh, yeah, they will. But today, that turns out not to be where I was going. This is... From Rex Morgan via AmericanMilitaryNews.com, and Zero Hedge picked it up as well, guess who is the brand new head, officially, of the UN Disarmament Conference? On Monday, it says, North Korea assumed the chairmanship of the United Nations Conference on Disarmament, the forum for negotiating multilateral disarmament efforts across the globe. And it's being called the latest in a string of questionable moves taken by the, I'll say it, idiots at the UN in putting national officials in positions contradictory to their, well, history, temperament, character. Anybody else remember when they tried to put Saudi Arabia on the UN Human Rights Council? Oh, yeah.
Morons. I've got morons on my team.
An NGO called United Nations Watch and its executive director, Hillel Neuer, said the following. Given that North Korea has, quote, just taken over as chair of the Conference on Disarmament here at the UN in Geneva, he said, this is not a joke. When they preside at tomorrow's meeting, our coalition of 40 UN-accredited NGOs is calling on all democracies to walk out. Because, he added, having the North Korean regime of Kim Jong-un preside over global nuclear weapons disarmament would be like putting a serial rapist in charge of a woman's shelter. Or, I guess you could say, folks, having Joe Biden chair a Mensa conference. The problem is, says the story, North Korea will now have presiding authority over multiple arms control discussions, including prevention of nuclear war and all related matters. I'm sure most Americans who don't get their news from CNN will sleep better tonight knowing that. But I can't help but think Joe Biden's puppeteers are laughing themselves silly all the way to their hidey hole bunkers. Oh, and maybe you even know now why they call them dumbs. Maybe it doesn't really stand for deep underground military bases. But wait, there's more. You want to know what the Biden regime's latest move to combat high fuel prices is? Oh, yeah. Let's put more ethanol in the gasoline and destroy your vehicles sooner because you won't have fuel to put in them anyway. And you'll get to pay for it three different ways, via tax subsidies, reduced fuel mileage, and let's not forget, more ethanol will send them to an even earlier grave, which is really the big goal anyway. The regime has now mandated the highest usage of ethanol fuel ever. And if you thought their success at destroying the country via inflation was good so far, just wait. Oh yeah, and you have to hand it to them on this front too. Since the United States is heading for a massive famine, why not make sure that they burn up more food, i.e. GMO'd corn that you really didn't want to eat anyway. So as they keep moving down the road to, well, hell on earth, you can look forward to not being able to feed your family or your car. Oh yeah, and let's not forget, since they're trying to force everybody into electric vehicles, why not destroy the power grid at the same time and make sure that that cupboard ends up being empty too? Think about it, folks, because they aren't gonna. If you can't run your air conditioner, only leftist politicians and Hollywood stars would really be dim enough to think you're gonna be able to charge your Tesla. which brings me to a story, ever so appropriately, that literally plumbs the depths of stupid is as stupid does. And I have to preface this by saying sometimes you just really do have to go there. Because as it turns out, there's stupid, there's damn stupid, and then there's whoopee. Listen to this. And ponder, as you hear the applause for this kind of stupidity, that this is what some Americans somehow seem to think is reasoned debate. And not only that, they obviously think whoopee made a really fine point. Good grief. Now, you know that a knee-jerk leftist wants to ban everything, confiscate everything, but especially the booga, booga, booga AR-15. So that part is clear, but listen to where they go next. Almost like they're channeling Joe Biden's puppeteers.
Whoopi, the other side of it is that even if you remove the AR-15, then they can use handguns. Virginia Tech, the guy used handguns.
Yes, but you know what? Let me tell you. A handgun does not turn people to dust.
That's true. I agree with you.
And again,
an AR-15 turns people to dust? This is even more stupid than Joe Biden saying a 9mm blows a lung clean out of your body. No wonder they've got negra gun phobia. A black gun turns people to vapor. No, Whoopi, it's not a phaser. Maybe she thinks because she played an alien on Star Trek, she knows all about interstellar weaponry.
Let me tell you, a handgun does not turn people to dust.
That's true. I agree with you.
And notice again, the idiot she's arguing with is, I agree with you. Yeah, it does turn people to dust. And the audience is so ignorant, they applaud that kind of idiocy. Maybe it's no wonder they think a magic sign is what they need to protect them from a death ray. And they keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. There's a word for that, too.
A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body.
But did you know that if you pass a law declaring the entire country to be gun-free, not only will murders and all kinds of other crimes disappear overnight, but people will live forever and pixie dust will cure cancer? Oh, and by the way, did you know that wearing a mask will protect you not only from COVID, but monkeypox? But if that doesn't protect you, the vaccine surely will. I gotta ask it, folks, why doesn't somebody just tell these people, probably on The View, that if you take your fourth booster shot, you'll become bulletproof? That'll fix it all. Like I said, folks, we literally are running out of superlatives when it comes to the stupendous levels of stupidity that are now being probed by dumbed-down and proud-of-it ignoramuses, whose ignorance and lack of ability to connect the dots seems to know no bounds.
To infinity and beyond!
All right, well, on the scales of a bunch of ignorant people deciding what's best for you and your children and how you shouldn't be allowed to defend yourselves from them and the totalitarians who tell them what they must believe because they're afraid of weapons that don't exist in this reality but will blow your lungs clear out of your body and vaporize what's left, so you'd better shut up and follow them to the gulag. Well, somehow or other, this seems apropos on the, this is what you get when you believe stupid stuff front. This comes from Gainesville Coins via Zero Hedge, and it tells us that a plan conceived by the Austrian Central Bank back in 2015 seems they didn't trust the London Metals Exchange and the London banks to safely store their gold, so they wanted to move 50 tons of their monetary reserve gold from London to Switzerland. Well, it's now 7 years later, and guess what? It hadn't happened. The background says that since 2007, 15 years now, the Austrian Central Bank owns a few kilograms short of 280 tons of gold, or well, they thought they owned it. But in a report released by the Austrian Court of Audits from February 2015, they stated Austria was holding too much of its metal, 82%, in London at the BOE, or Bank of England. And the Court of Audits concluded that all contracts between OENB and its external depositories, but especially the one in England, contained deficiencies. They couldn't be trusted, and auditing measures were, say it with me, lacking. So soon after that, contracts with external depositories were reviewed and amended. 90 tons of gold stored at BOE would be repatriated, 50 tons transferred from London to Switzerland, and within 5 years, by 2020, wait a minute, that's 2 years ago now, the new storage concept should have been completed. Well, it turns out there's a whole lot more to the story, but bottom line, it ain't there. And if you've been paying attention by now, maybe you realize, maybe it never really was. But if you believe in gun control, the Tooth Fairy, and paper gold, maybe you can just wish it right back into existence. I'm going to take a quick flashback to what all of this means in just a second, but first I want to set the stage with two quick stories, one from Zero Hedge about U.S. natural gas and LNG charter rates. Last week, it says, we showed that while U.S. natural gas prices have had several catalysts that have propelled them, well, where else, much higher over recent weeks, one of the biggest drivers as to why natural gas is trading at the highest level in over a decade was the recent surge in LNG exports to Europe. And let's be honest, if you've been following the idiotic sanctions and the move to foment World War III, you know why. So here's the upshot from this story. While the surge in oil exports, what? You mean gas prices are higher? We don't have any oil or diesel or natural gas, and what are we going to do with it? Oh, yeah, export it. Well, that's bad news for U.S. consumers, says Zero Hedge, but it's fantastic news for LNG tankers, because as FT in Europe reports, the world's largest gas traders are now scrambling to secure liquefied natural gas tankers ahead of the coming winter. Because, yeah, Russia, 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 and sanctions, and its completely dislocated world energy flows. LNG tanker rates are up over 50% since a year ago, now at $120,000 a day. And guess who's going to pay higher costs for that, for gas that you don't have anyway? Isn't that special? But wait a minute, how else are those sanctions working out? Well, Russia, Russia, Russia's feeling the pain, right? Oh yeah, they expect another $6.4 billion in additional oil revenue. Thank you, Senile Joe. For June alone. So let's go back to the archives to connect a couple of these recent dots. Remember how Big Brother's been trying to destroy the U.S. energy markets? Oh yeah, it's all about green energy, but it's really all about lining their pockets and killing a whole lot of people. And banning Russian oil and gas is another indicator of the battle here. But this one points in the same direction for the gold market. Courtesy of Ronan Manley via Bullion Star and Zero Hedge, the U.S. has now teed up not just the Stop Russian Oil Act, but the Stop Russian Gold Act, triggering the LBMA, that's the British version of the Crooked Casino, and the COMEX to eject Russian refiners, too. While the UK, EU, and US moved to introduce financial sector sanctions against Russia during the last week of February, one of the markets noticeably hesitant to join that fray were the OTC precious metals markets in London and also in the US. Now, at this point, Manley provides a whole lot of background detail, some of which we've talked about here, most of which is kind of inside baseball. But the key is, on Monday this week, March 7th, the LBMA finally made their move and announced they were suspending six LBMA-accredited Russian precious metals refiners from their good delivery list for gold and silver. Hours later, the puppet COMEX released basically the very same statement, and then a bill was introduced in the U.S. Senate to prohibit United States persons from engaging in transactions with foreign persons to purchase or deal with gold from the Russian Federation. And if Russia really is about to drop their own financial nuke and go back to a gold standard, and in the process put a wooden stake in the almighty fiat U.S. dollar, well, folks, if you look back at 1933, you ought to be able to guess what's coming. So I got to thinking, folks, about how a nation that's so stupid, literally too stupid to survive, might meet its ultimate end. And maybe you got to ask the question, would most Americans even realize it when it was too late? So here's the trouble. Just about everything is either beyond belief or downright, if you think about it in the right way, hilarious. And I'm going to suggest that's how we look at it. Because, really, the alternative's either insanity or massive revolution, which may not be far behind. But that can't happen until people are at least able to laugh at the crapola they've been fed for so long. And then maybe at least a remnant can start taking the next step. And with that in mind, I'm looking back at some stories that literally have all happened within the last month or maybe a bit more at most. So, case in point, actually several of them, and I'm going to start with one that I think really illustrates the process, because it comes from Mother Russia, where once upon a time, the two major sources of propaganda, masquerading as news, were Izvestia, meaning news, and Pravda, meaning truth. And the old joke was, once the Russians woke up to it, there's no truth in Pravda, and no news in Izvestia. And arguably, the Russians are once again showing dumbed-down Americans both the news and the truth. And guess what? Those who are still drinking the CNN propaganda won't get that joke either. But wait, we're just getting started, because this one is really funny on multiple levels, but only if you're not still drinking the woke Kool-Aid. So, we'll go right to the Daily Mail headline, which clearly is, and I'll read it verbatim, because talking about it is clearly verboten.
Putin's mainstream TV propagandists, it says, and right there, that speaks volumes, target the new White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, and say, and here you go, folks, the bald Izvestia and truth, in whatever language you say it, quote, she only got the job because she's black and gay, unquote. Oh, no! How dare they come right out and speak the obvious in-your-face truth? Oh, and did they say it? I will. She's incompetent, too, not to mention a liar, which also, I guess, is a good qualification for that particular job in this fake White House. And the Daily Mail Pravda starts right out with this bald-faced bit of propaganda. Quote, Vladimir Putin's state TV propagandists have targeted the new White House press secretary, how dare they, Karine Jean-Pierre, in a rant where they suggested she only got the job because she is black and gay. Unquote, and double stinking duh. It's even funnier, I guess, because they don't see that the joke is on them. I mean, after all, the fake president just nominated and got away with picking a so-called Supreme Court justice whose only qualifications are that she is black and female, and she's so clueless she can't even define what half of her only qualification is. Admittedly, it would be funnier if it wasn't so stinking tragic. But at least, I'll say it again, hey, it's certainly illustrative. And I gotta keep reading this. They claim that Jean-Pierre, who is the first black, gay, and immigrant woman to hold the position of White House press secretary, was not chosen for her professional abilities. It was, say the Daily Mail propagandist, a racist and sexist rant. Oh, and guess what, folks? Joe Biden wasn't chosen for his youthful vigor and steel trap intellect either. In fact, he wasn't actually chosen at all, and we'll have more on that in just a minute. But obviously, if you come right out and say that, it's worse than being a racist or even a transphobe or homophobe. You're a white supremacist extremist, and no doubt deserving of death for political incorrectness. And if you think I'm kidding, folks, the joke's on you. Here's another one. Lots of sources on this one. An audit of senile, creepy, quid pro Joe Biden's Twitter account found that, I hope you're sitting down for this one, nearly half of his alleged 22 million followers are fake.
Come on, man.
So are half of his voters. And you know what else, folks? I suspect at least half of those who actually did vote for him would deny it today. And why not? They're probably liars anyway. Oh, yeah. Well, really, that's the story, but just in case you're curious, says Zero Hedge, quoting Newsweek, an audit tool provided by Spark Toro found that over 49% of accounts allegedly following at POTUS, yeah, sure, who officially received the most votes in U.S. history, and that's just as bogus, are, quote, fake followers based on location issues, default profile images, and new users. They're either spam, bots, propaganda, or no longer active on Twitter. Maybe they never were. And guess what? Biden's account has more fake followers than most. And I guess while we're at it, this is a related story if you haven't already heard it. Elon Musk's deal to buy Twitter may be at risk, and lots of people are concerned, because it turns out so many of Twitter's so-called users are spam, bots, and lies. Probably, but who knows, because they lie through their teeth, way more than 5%. Oh, and by the way, folks, here's another thigh slapper. If you realize that at least 5% of Joe Biden's so-called votes were equally bogus, and the real answer is probably a whole hell of a lot more than that, then his presidency is even more fake than his Twitter account. And tell me something I don't know. Moving on, this next joke, masquerading as a news story, does need a bit of setup, but at least it is really good news, too. Nina Jankowicz, a.k.a. Scary Poppins, masquerading as the Truth Tsarina, the chief of the Ministry of Disinformation, George Orwell's alter ego, has resigned. Wait, wait, hold your applause. We haven't gotten to the punchline yet. And this whole thing, folks, is literally a stand-up comedy routine, if it wasn't, like so much else that's going on today, so deadly serious. But yes, says the coverage, the Biden regime is pausing their term, the Department of Achtung Homeland Security and their Ministry of Truth, after actual media hammered the lunatic Marxist, and I'm quoting Christina Leyla of TGP at this point, chosen to run the outright Orwellian agency. This is the woman who previously called the Hunter Biden laptop story Russian disinformation. Turns out it probably had more emails criminally implicating the fake president than he had actual voters, much less Twitter followers. TGP's coverage goes on to say that Fox News reporter Peter Doocy peppered the new press secretary, Jean-Pierre, with questions about the sudden decision to shut down the Ministry of Truth, saying, quote, last week you guys said you needed this disinformation governance board at DHS to make sure that freedom of speech, what do you say after that, is protected across the country and that these platforms are not used for forms of disinformation. So what's changed? And I'm going to see if I can quote the response from the new press secretary precisely. Quote, look, it's going to pause. There's been a mischaracterizations, the story here puts in the word sick after that, from outside forces. Okay, well, English or communications isn't her forte. But let's be honest, she is black, female, and gay. So on that score, she's ahead of the CCP Supreme Court pick. But wait, folks, there's more. We're just getting started on this one. A DHS official confirming the resignation on a Wednesday call told reporters, quote, the great irony here is that the board was designed to protect against the very thing that the board is accused of engaging in.
Morons. I've got morons on my team.
The disinformation, though, and the hilarity continues apace. The Daily Mail has this coverage, saying that the Biden regime's disinformation Mary Poppins says she received death threats, saying things like her people, her family, should be sent to Russia and killed. And she rejected claims that she could possibly be called a partisan actor following her resignation after a mere 3 weeks. I know, if she knew anything about history or had any intelligence whatsoever, she'd recognize the irony in those so-called threats. But that kind of humor, folks, is lost on those who are clueless. So instead, let me just quote Glenn Greenwald's insightful comments on the whole stinking mess. He tweeted after Wednesday's resignation that investigating and criticizing a Homeland Security official is now harassment and bullying, according to the WAPO and Taylor Lorenz. Because, continuing the quote, only ordinary citizens can be investigated, not high-level U.S. security state operatives. Them's the rules. All right, after all of that, folks, I got one more story that needs to go in this particular pile. You might be tempted to call it a Freudian slip. Or maybe just a less advanced case of senility than the Biden Führer. But I tend to think that, in this context at least, maybe there's more to it here than might originally meet the eye. So just take a listen. Oh, by the way, this is former President George W. Bush addressing an audience at his presidential library in Dallas, Texas this week.
And the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
It's being called things like the Gaffe Day Tute Gaffes. Your host might suggest it's simply the most truthful speech of his career. In this context, it's kind of funny how NPR tries to spin it, saying that Bush has famously been a wellspring of malapropisms, even prompting the term Bushism and sparking research into his famous slips of the tongue. And they have to explain to their audience that in 2003, Bush commanded the U.S. into an invasion and war on Iraq on the grounds that Saddam Hussein's regime had weapons of mass destruction and was working towards a nuclear weapon, of which, of course, no evidence whatsoever was ever actually found. Members of his administration, they said then, have insisted they were acting on faulty intelligence. But when that same type of, or arguably far worse, faulty intelligence resulted in the, as President Trump put it, wiretapping of the then-president-elect, followed by a literal insurrection against his presidency, they've been notoriously silent. And ironically, folks, this is likely to be the only story I've done so far today that you're going to hear wall-to-wall coverage from the criminally negligent networks about. Just the first page of a web search I did on this one returned dozens of stories, not just from NPR, but Reuters, the London Guardian, BuzzFeed, the Boston Globe, WAPO, Euronews, Newsweek, and even India Today and Al Jazeera on this one. So there you go. Maybe it's obvious. The terminal level of stupidity is probably beyond belief. We look at the likes of Whoopi level stupid and beyond Biden senility stupid. Certainly lots of folks would no doubt be moved to cry because of the obvious implications. But I'll still contend one of the things we absolutely have to be able to do, given what's ahead, is to keep our wits about us and keep our sense of humor too. Thanks for being with us, folks, and may Yahuwah bless you and yours.